talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right now to the front lines of history in the making, there was a lot made. In one phone call note, the good news is that Devil Radio is upgrading to larger studio, but the phones are not connected today. So if you want to call in, you want to get a message in, you can, but you should text it. Text it to 844-967-2789, and then Luke will read it on the air, and I'll respond. So that's the deal for today. Good news that we're going to a larger studio, but the phones aren't working yet today. You got to text your points. Well, a lot broke in the last couple of days. I'll tell you what, a piece of real breaking news. It turns out that Ron Johnson, our senator, took part in a loyalist session for Trump on January 4, 2021, 2 days before the insurrection. He was at a meeting put together by the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is the MyPillow guy. Crazy as heck. He's the guy who's being sued by Dominion, among others, for lying about problems with the voting machines, being sued by Dominion voting machines. But Johnson wasn't the only U.S. senator at this meeting. There were two others. There's Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, Republican. Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming. She came in person. I think Cramer may have come on Zoom. And they were talking about foreign powers seizing the voting machines, in their opinion. And they decided, they discussed all of the elements of the big lie. Seizing the voting machines, so-called auditing them, kind of cyber ninja on steroids, the whole issue of the fake electors. And, you know, leading up to that, on December 16, 2020, Ron Johnson held a hearing in the Senate. And he was empowered to do that because he was the chair of the Homeland Security Subcommittee. And it was as chair of the Homeland Security Subcommittee, remember, that he was asked if he trusted the American CIA and FBI, our CIA and FBI. And he said, no, he doesn't. This is the chairman of the subcommittee. Trusted Trump, trusted Putin, trusted the KGB, trusted the big lie. At that hearing on December 16, you may remember this, and it's all coming into focus now. He essentially just issued Russian propaganda, followed the Russian propaganda playbook about alleged problems with our elections. This is a U.S. senator. Not only that, this is our U.S. senator. I'll tell you what, there are other people in the country like Josh Hawley, Cruz, Cotton. These people are totally bad news. But it should not be the senator from Wisconsin doing this. It should not be the senator from Wisconsin attending a hearing put together by Mike Lindell, a loyalist session about how to overturn the election. 2 days later, the insurrection occurred. Trump lathered it up. So did Giuliani. So did Don Trump Jr. So did Mo Brooks. So did a lot of people. At least five people died. Some died after the fact. Woman trampled to death. The cop almost trampled and kicked to death. Woman shot. suicide. Police officers squirted with bear spray in their faces, beaten up, dragged down the stairs. They didn't dare reach for their weapon because if they had, it would have been taken away from them and used on them. That's what happened. That's what happened. That was all part of the Green Bay sweep. Some of the people in the Green Bay sweep, remember, they desecrated the name of our football team. The Green Bay sweep, they said. They were going to sweep and they were going to overturn the election. To go to a meeting by Mike Lindell, though, I mean, you know, Mike Lindell is a caricature. He's a cartoon character. For three U.S. senators to go to a meeting held by him, talking about foreign powers interfering in our election, seizing the voting machines, that there's something wrong with the voting machines. Why would a U.S. senator, especially from Wisconsin, the land of fighting Bob La Follette, why would a U.S. senator go to that? But he did. He did. He doesn't deny it. He stands by it. That alone is sufficient reason to throw him out in the 2022 election. By the way, I've been enjoying the Olympics quite a bit. But one of the things that was really sad, and you may have seen it, there is a tennis star over there named Peng Shuai. Peng Shuai, a couple of months ago, put out a statement and said that she had been raped by a very high-ranking Chinese Communist Party official, the number two guy, just under Xi. Immediately, she disappeared. You know, you would not have like Serena Williams or something in this country say anything and suddenly she disappears and apparently no one asks where she is. She disappears. Suddenly statements come out from her saying, well, I was misinterpreted. But then she gave an interview just now. She actually gave an interview. There was a Communist Party representative sitting right next to her, and he was her interpreter. And she answered questions in interviews with a French journalist. And here's a paraphrase of what she said. She said, reports that I said that are false. I never said that. It's not true. And she sat looking into the camera. This is all being recited by the Chinese Communist Party interpreter. You know, what goes on over in that country is they'll go to your relatives and threaten them or hurt them. They'll go to you and threaten you and hurt you. It's essentially a slave society. The tough question is what happens when tennis play resumes. Right now we're talking about the Winter Olympics. How about tennis? Is she going to play? Is she going to be allowed to leave China? What if journalists come up to her off the tennis court when there's no interpreter from the ruling party over there and ask her the real skinny? It was a really shameful thing. You know, I don't know what's going through their minds, but they have such total control over the whole populace over there. Anybody in his right mind, if somebody like Peng Shuai had made that allegation, maybe somebody comes out and says it's not true and leaves it alone, and it wouldn't have legs. Doing it this way, first of all, disappearing her, she's not the only one who disappeared. They have a very, very prominent businessman over there named Jack Ma. Very good guy, you know, Alibaba, very smart guy. And Xi got very, very anxious, jealous that people in the private sector over there were getting too important. Jack Ma disappeared. He disappeared for a while. All right, people rail against Jeff Bezos. They'll rail against Apple, Microsoft, Google. Guys don't just disappear. You don't just wake up one day and say, Jeff Bezos disappeared and nobody knows where he is. He'll say stuff you don't like, you can hit back. He'll do stuff you don't like, you can hit back. He can be sued for antitrust. He should have been sued on antitrust grounds, and so should Google, Microsoft, and Apple a long time ago. But that's a lot different from just disappearing. And when you take one of their, maybe their most prominent businessman, and frankly, one of their most prominent athletes, star tennis player, and just a racer for a while, and then they pop on giving a confession saying that either they never said it, or if they said it, they were lying. What kind of message do you think that sends to the rest of the world? I'll tell you what, you know what it sends to the rest of the world. They apparently don't care. I'll tell you what, the Olympics are beautiful. That ice skater, Kamala, whatever her name is, from Russia is unbelievable. The one good thing about the Olympics was it's supposed to generate goodwill among nations. Goodwill among nations. And let's hope it has some effect like that, despite all the politics and the weird stuff. So go USA. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789, but you got a text right after the break.
The gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The Dark Horse Art Bar is hosting the Heart Show, a Valentine's themed art show running from now until the 26th. This art gallery is curated by pieces from more than 15 artists, sharing their renditions of love, lust, and even loss. The Heart expresses so many emotions. The Heart Show is open now through Saturday, February 26th at the Dark Horse Art Bar, 756 East Washington Avenue in Madison, with free parking in the building.